call the Osage Nation Congress Health and Social Services Committee to reconvene, it's been recessed, and we have just reported out ONCA 17116, we have one other bill on our agenda, ONCA 17119, to amend the Osage Nation Health Authority Board Act, 1608C, Section 7 through 102 and 7105, and to establish an alternate effective date.
Or you can have...
I'm the sponsor, and the vice chair is not here, I would like to delegate the chair to Congressman Walker, that's agreeable to the committee. There's no objection, Congressman Walker.
Thank you, Congressman Shaw, anyway, so, you've already read it, 17119, I'm looking at a committee substitute, so do you want to tell us about your bill?
Yeah. So the committee substitute, you know, anytime you start making just a few changes, all of a sudden it looks like, you know, rather than just put all these little things and let's do a committee substitute, it's not an overly long or detailed bill. This part here is not changed from the original Health, Osage Nation Health Authority Board Act. We get down here to purpose, and I will tell you that one of the main purposes of the...
Can I ask a question, Rock?
Yeah.
So you said Section 7102 has not changed from the original document? Or the one, the original filing?
102 hasn't changed from the original.
The original filing or original?
I didn't make some changes here, okay? Yes, I have changed from the original filing, because this bill, the original bill, made repeated reference to the Health and Wellness Division. As you may know, the chief does no longer recognize the divisions, including the Health and Wellness Division. And so, it was in there so much that I really hadn't put other language in there, or else they had no roles and responsibilities. Here, Osage Health and Wellness Services, really is only change there.
Because I'm looking at the original bill and the findings are, there's only two that are the same.
I think that's it. The original bill, you mean the...
What's in the code book right now?
Oh, okay, yeah. I mean, there were some reporting here, so please look through it here. Really, it's refreshing the language. This is just under findings.
Right.
There's the usual constitutional references, elders and health. Children also reference the health. Purpose to establish a governing health board, and again, I took out Health and Wellness Division, and it says now Health and Wellness Services. And this sentence here was added from our original bill, because if one may say, well, what's Health and Wellness Services? What is that? What are those? And so, it's essentially a definition that reads, Health and Wellness Services shall mean those programs, functions, services, and activities designated by the principal chief. I know that he's working with the Osage Nation Authority Board to decide those programs are going to retain. And remember, they were solely focused on the division, and the division's no more. The composition was not changed. I heard not changed that at all. Here's where most of the salient changes were made under duties and responsibilities. This used to say Osage Nation Health and Wellness Division. Now it says services. What are the services? That group of programs, functions, services, and activities designated by the principal chief. Then this here, I believe, is the core responsibility of every credentialing and professionals. Adopting policies and procedures to guide the operations. A lot of this was just reworded for administration services. This was changed. This is new language. Before we put to evaluate and pursue a compact, well, we've actually pursued a compact, but we have not compacted every service. Andy Thomas put some residual language in there, and so it reads now, evaluation and pursuit of compact in those programs functions, services, and activities from the Indian Health Service that are available and thought to be advantageous to the Osage Nations. They still have a compact, doesn't mean they will compact more services, but you know, they are looking at compacting it, wanting them better to purchase for third year. So I believe that, that's all that will describe. The annual budget, as a member of Council Chief of Congress, providing operating report, the legal votes put in there, unchanged. I talked to the chief about this morning, and this was pretty much old language, except now, instead of having the final approval, it says make all personnel decisions regarding the chief executive officer. Because remember, there's no health and wellness division leader, because there's no health and wellness division. I'm not sure what term they're using for that position now, until they make a change. The term I've heard used is the chief executive officer. All employees or contractors that provide patient care, including their not limited physicians, nurses, this really needs to be changed to medical, which includes PAs and nurse practitioners.
So the chief wants a chief executive officer over there?
Yes.
What?
What's there?
And so the chief executive officer would fulfill the division. So that's, is it synonymous with the division leader, or is
yes.
it?
Yes. He's using the term CEO now.
Instead of a division leader.
Correct. It used to be they would work it out together. He was working. They were always involved. The language changed from final approval to make all personnel decisions. And all those people that provide care, you know, dentists, dental assistants, dental hygienists, eye care professionals, which would be optometrists, optometric technician, pharmacist. This is, it says, including but not limited to, you know, there's pharmacy techs also. Then all doctoral level healthcare providers for administrators. Now, I've always recommended that the PRT and TASC be headed by a PhD clinical psychologist, because they're actually providing care there. Right now, it's entirely by master's level. I think they're at the doctoral level. If they were a peer administrator, I think that's also should be selected on. And then I also put laboratory and X-ray personnel. Technically, they're not really treating patients, but they interact with patients and hands-on patients. So I put that in there.
Is it constitutional to legislatively create positions? I think we got slapped down in the Supreme Court for doing so in a piece of budget. I think we did, in Pratt. Did we or did we not?
I remember that discussion. I can't quote it to you.
That was in White Room.
No, it was when we listened to it. No, it was when.
I thought that was you.
When. No, it was when the Attorney General.
I got some amendments.
So when we created a.
Three amendments.
A position in the Attorney General's budget. Of a,
no, that one too. It was in Pratt and White Cornyn.
Right, so can we create positions in legislation?
Is that creating or is that listing them?
That's what we did in the lawsuit. We listed
them. That's from an ad.
Bill that Jeffrey wrote.
It says make all personnel decisions regarding the chief executive officer and all employees or contractors. Instead of saying division leader, now we say chief executive officer. That's what I'm referring to.
Language over the health and wellness services that could be put in there. So you want to know which chief executive officer do you need? Anyway, I do have some amendments, Mr. Chair, if you think it's proper for me to proceed or I'll wait.
Well, are we doing the constitutionality?
Do you feel like that's constitutional?
I just know we've been slapped down for creating positions in legislation.
I don't know. That's the same.
It is directing by law that those positions shall report to that individual or the board. What if we just take out shall and put may?
I think the G, all doctoral level health care providers or administrators.
Yeah.
would encompass, make personnel decisions regarding all doctoral level healthcare providers or administrators.
What line is that?
Hmm?
What line is that?
On page 3.
There's a lot of nurses in there too. Nurses are not doctoral level, it's not doctoral level. These would be pharmacists that are doctoral level.
It's just interesting to me how some pieces of legislation can do the things that they say are unconstitutional, but we can't put in law that the Attorney General reviews contracts. That's unconstitutional. So it's, to me, it's a bit hypocritical, and
which is the same problem I had before. So I mean,
right. Well,
yeah, I agree.
Chair, can I make a
motion? Yes, go ahead.
Okay, page 1, line 14 and 15.
Oh, wait a second.
Yeah, unless we.
Oh, we haven't adopted it. Yes. Haven't adopted it yet. I'm sorry.
Okay. Chair, can I make a motion to adopt the meeting schedule? Timestamp 11:43 a.m. today. Today being October 26th, 2017.
So moved.
Okay, thank you.
Of the Lord's. He's trying to shift it out.
Okay.
Sorry.
Is there a second?
Pull that up.
Excuse me. Is there a second?
For what?
To adopt the committee
substitute. I can't hardly hear you all. What? To adopt the committee substitute.
Oh. You guys not want to adopt this? Okay.
How exactly?
You like the original, the file version then?
I'm not familiar with either one of them, and we just got this at 11:43 today. And we're expected to move on. So that's my angst right there, is that I haven't got to read through. I haven't completely read through this bill yet. Nor do I remember completely reading through the original 17-119. But I'm asked to be able to make a decision on it today.
Congressman Shaw. In the committee for a month, but I understand your angst about that. I had similar angst about this 5% bill that we'll do this morning. It's already in general today, too. So I was having a chance really to look at it and discuss it. It's already to the amendment state. I could make an intelligent amendment. I didn't know enough about it. I didn't have time to read it. That's the whole bill. This one, at least, the original bill was in there for a month. So
but we had that by email, and I read that. I sat down and read it last night. So I don't have this. This wasn't presented until 11:43 a.m. this morning. So that's my answer.
Okay.
Enough is your angst enough where you don't want to second it to get it adopted?
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to adopt the committee substitute. Discussion. Discussion. Congressman Shaw.
I'm going to summarize the changes from the original bill.
From the original bill or the original, filed bill?
The original filed bill. I filed.
Right.
Are we? Okay, so. Right.
I'm hearing that there may be too much in here to try to process on short notice. So I'm trying to summarize it for you again. There was some language here because I realized that purpose was to be able to make all these employees or contractors provide patient care to become under the health and health authority. So that's why some of this changed. This language was already in there, except if you see nurses were not in there. This said optometry technicians in there, so I'm trying to include to be all inclusive. This was really to include PhDs here down here. So I want to make it reasonably clear. Ordinarily, some people might need
to. Do we vote on it yet?
No.
Have we voted yet?
I want to look at the original.
Any more discussion regarding adopting the committee substitute? Speaker.
I don't want to adopt it yet because, just like the others, we want to discuss it first before we have to adopt it. I want to look at the old one. I understand it's been here for a month, but we did not. really go over it, because Shannon filed another bill that was reorganizing boards, so we was like, oh, well, this may affect that, and we never really went over this.
Congressman Norris, do you have a question?
Yes. Going back where it describes, down at the bottom, I care personnel.
Here's the original bill that I filed. It said optometrists. The committee sub says I care professionals, so we can include optometric technicians. That also would include optometrists. So I tried to broaden it a little bit so we catch these people that are not optometrists, but yet interact with patients directly. Every field has a tech.
The original bill doesn't have those positions in there.
Instead of nurse practitioners, I use mid-level because it includes both of these under the common term of mid-level practitioners. Dental assistants and dental hygienists. And I've got all doctoral level health professionals. And lab and x-ray is not in there. So yes, I've made some changes here, but I don't really think that they were sweeping or meant to include other people. I wanted to be more and more comprehensive. So I'll change. Here's the original about the original where I had the compact. I took it out thinking that, well, they're done compacted. And I was reminded that, no, we're not done compacted. We've not compacted every program service. Anyway, Congressman, what was your question? I'm sorry.
We were back down there.
Am I going to committee substitute?
Yes. It says G, line 137, yeah. All doctoral health or level health care providers or administrators. What about master's level, anybody that is required to have a master's degree in order to practice or be credentialed, such as your MSW?
Good question.
So
not in there.
It's not in there, but shouldn't it be in there under G?
I think so.
And
or another letter.
Excuse me, Jim, I'm sorry.
I met all the healthcare professionals.
You know, I don't know how to word it specifically, but something
behavioral healthcare
all postgraduate
behavioral health professionals
or something, you know, because they do practice. They have to be credentialed.
Exactly right.
And under 40, you're limiting yourself to laboratory and x-ray personnel. Broaden that to include all imaging, diagnostic imaging people. That would take care of your x-ray and the ultrasound.
I guess so. We don't have that yet. We ultrasound. You may have CT. So
I mean, that's a suggestion. And,
broad, anticipate the future. Imaging personnel, laboratory imaging personnel.
And of course, the way that I assume that if we ever had, I assume that they still practice pharmacy practitioners or whatever they're called now.
Pharmacy techs.
Well, I'm talking about practitioners like the pharmacy.
Maybe consider a mid level practitioner.
Some of them were. They're trying to get one time to be
I would say
a level practitioner. They would fall
by that point.
That's fine. That was a reminder to question. Thank you.
Try to include most everybody, right?